This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, and today I want to begin a study with you which I'm entitling The Sin of Worry. And I'm basing this in the main on 2 passages of Scripture. First of all, from Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Be not therefore anxious for the morrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And then in the 4th chapter of the book of Philippians, verses 6 and 7. In nothing be anxious, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. Now, friends, the Bible answers man's main problem, even to that of peace of mind. Paul tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, that the Scriptures are all sufficient, that they are able to furnish man completely unto every good work. And, of course, peace of mind is a thing that every one of us needs. And yet there are many of us, no doubt many of you listening right at this moment, who do not realize this. They do not realize that the Bible is the place to go to find true peace of mind. And so we find people all about us trying to gain peace of mind by the gaining of a certain amount of money, by the gaining of a certain position where they work, by the gaining of popularity with their fellow man, by lust and sensuality, by drunkenness and drugs and so forth. The fact that people are involved in all of these things to the extent that they are makes clear that people are very much concerned about peace of mind. The basic problem, however, is that they're going to the wrong place to do it. But I want to make clear that we understand the difference between worry and concern. It's right to be concerned. It's wrong to be worried. If a person were not concerned, he wouldn't give any effort at all to provide food, clothing, and shelter that he needs, or to protect himself from any of the dangers that he faces. Concern is the giving of intelligent direction to the providing of our needs. Given intelligent direction, it can be a powerful force for good. But worry is concern that's been working overtime. It's an inordinate attitude of involvement. It's concern which is allowed to run wild like an ungoverned motor. Or if you pump water into a tank, and when it's time, when the tank is full and you want to cut it off, you push the button to cut it off, and the tank just keeps on pumping, and it pumps water not only to fill the tank, but to overrun the tank and to fill the yard and the ditches all around the place. It's like putting air into a tire. Even when you have 26 to 28 pounds of air that's enough for the tire to be in proper shape, you just keep on putting it in there. You can't take it off. And so the tire finally bursts. It's the same way when a person who cannot simply give a right amount of concern to bring intelligent direction to the facing of the problems in life, but he goes to bed at night and he cannot get it out of his mind. He rolls and tumbles all night long. He's afraid, he's worried, he's anxious. Now, there's something wrong with that. There's something basically wrong with it in the light of the teaching of the Word of God. Now, man, of course, has certain basic needs, certain basic physical needs of food and clothing and shelter. And it's right to be concerned about them, but it is not right to be worried. Let's think for a moment about the great need for this study. And I want you to know that it's seen in what it's being, in what it's presently doing to America. According to figures which I have gathered, there are over 500,000 persons in mental hospitals in this country, and estimated that within the next 10 or so years, more than 1 million new patients will be added. That 1 out of 25 have been insane at least sometime in their lives. That 1/2 of hospital beds are for mental patients, that 3/4 of the illnesses in this country are emotionally induced, that hospitals employ more people than car manufacturers and oil refiners combined. These and other facts, the great consumption of tranquilizers and so forth, make clear that there is a great need for study of what the Bible teaches about how to gain peace of mind. But our time is gone today. I hope you'll be back next time as we continue the study of the sin of worry.